In San Francisco, I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl for just one more day. It's Tuesday, September 8th, and we're happy you could join us. The mass movement of tens of thousands of people in Europe is starting to fray the bonds of the EU as countries take different approaches to welcoming or rejecting migrants and refugees. But this week, Germany offered to take 500,000 new migrants. The cost is north of $11 billion a year, but the German media is suggesting that the country isn't just motivated by doing the right thing. It's a self-interested question. In other words, the economic benefits of the migration may equal or even exceed the costs. From Washington, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Germany figures each refugee will cost $14,000 to feed, house, teach, and pay a stipend of $160 a month. In the long term, though, economist and migration scholar Carlos Vargas Silva at Oxford thinks the country will make the money back, largely because Syrian refugees tend to be skilled and young.
Given how young they are and how many years they're going to be working in the future, it is likely that over time, that burden, that initial burden, is going to be paid back by their taxes and their contribution to the host economy.
There is evidence of a net economic gain, says Dimitri Papadimitriou of the Migration Policy Institute's European office, with this caveat.
The benefits won't begin to amass until 3, 4, 5 years down the road.
And to get that return, you have to invest. That is, settle refugees, give them asylum, train them.
And once people sort of graduate from these programs, once those gaps in qualifications are filled, people should have an opportunity to go directly into the labor force.
A German labor force that's aging and shrinking from 45 million people today to about 36 million in just 15 years. That's assuming no immigration. It needs workers to fund the retirement system. In fact, much of Europe does, even though taking in outsiders is a hard sell politically. Jackson Janes runs the American Institute for Contemporary German Studies at Johns Hopkins.
Germany does have an opportunity here to show a way to cope and talk about it without it getting chewed up into polemics. It's certainly going to be tested very severely in the coming months.
One voice inviting in refugees is the head of Mercedes-Benz. He says those are exactly the people we're searching for. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.